We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For those who lived through it, September 11th is seared in our memories and in our hearts. But as time ticks away,
we really do have a whole generation of kids that don't know much, if anything, about that day.
Christy Kiernan Boreal is a former news person who's committed herself to educating elementary school children, aged 7 to 11, about one of the darkest days in America. She's written a children's book, My Buddy's a Hero, and I Didn't Even Know It.
I was very close to people that we lost that day. My father had a very personal experience with it. And I just felt a responsibility to do it, to help kids to increase their awareness to September 11th, but also to help them to see that there are everyday heroes all around them.
Her father, John Kiernan, an FDNY lieutenant with Rescue One, retired a month before the terror attacks.
They're not teaching it in any of the schools. They're not talking about it anywhere. If anything, they don't even do a moment of silence. Everybody's trying to stay away from it like it's a political situation, but... She just wanted to bring a little bit of truth back and a little bit of the goodness that came out of what happened on 9/11.
It seems to be left to the discretion of the individual teachers. And to me, that's not enough because we have a generation of children who know next to nothing about that day. Yet it's a day that has profoundly affected so many people, and it continues to as we continue to lose people to 9/11 illnesses. So for me, I needed to create a vehicle that can help a parent, teacher, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, to be able to share what happened that day in a caring way and create a dialogue about it. So I hope that this is the vehicle that can help them to do that.
Christy Kiernan Boreal wanted to base the book on her father's experiences, but it was a tough sell.
I don't really like to discuss it. I don't like to talk about what went on. I usually never brought my fires home or my emergencies, but somebody has to do it, and I'm glad it's not necessarily me. You know, I'll offer some insight, but they're telling the story, and I think sometimes as a whether it be a fireman, a police officer, anybody who does anything that's somewhat heroic, if they say it themselves, it kind of diminishes it.
The first book is really a telling of my father's experience, his account of 9/11, what happened that day, how he heard about it, how he got there, how he was part of a team of people that helped to rescue the last man out alive. And he's telling this story for the first time to his grandchildren. And that's exactly how the story transpires, and what it's about is the telling of the story for the first time to his grandchildren. And my father was a more than 20-year veteran of the Fire Department of New York City. He was in special operations rescue companies for many years. And so for him to share his experience with the kids helped to make it real for them, because until that day, they really didn't know anything about it. And it was because they didn't know anything about it that he felt compelled to really talk about it, because he's not the type to share what really happened on that day. You really have to probe. But he saw the need, and he saw that the kids needed to understand what happened all these years later.
Her perspective of it is kind of unique. It's a child's way of finding out, because people like that you know through the fire service, police, for anyone, none of them pound their chests or are ever going to tell. I don't tell my kids what I do at work or what I come home and what happened. But if they ask certain things, I will respond. And that was her mindset, to get the kids to ask questions.
The setting is slightly different, but it's based on a true story. And that's what I thought was really important here, that kids today should hear authentic stories from people who experienced it. And they should hear in a caring way about that day, to increase their awareness. And the way I approach the book is to have the kids asking questions. So there are heroes all around you, and I believe that truly. Heroes usually don't talk about their heroic acts. It takes some questions, it takes some active listening, you know, the ability to repeat those stories. And so I framed the book with that in mind, and the characters do just that. And they only learned about his story because they asked a lot of questions.
Her mother, Benita Kiernan.
And I felt that, she felt that, you know, children aren't, they don't know heroes. They think that sports figures are heroes. Some of them clearly are, and some of them clearly aren't. And so, you know, she wanted children to realize that surrounding them are heroes, and that they, but they need to ask questions, because heroes don't say, "Hi, I'm a hero."
The book is based on actual conversations. John Kiernan had to choose his words carefully when his grandchildren started to ask questions.
So now all of a sudden that they get a little older, they want to know, well, were you there? You know, what happened? So I kind of proceed to talk to them about whatever they ask me, but like I said earlier, it's not about the towers coming down. It's about the people who ran into the towers and the people who were in the towers and all the good things that they did. And even though they had people to go home to, they were more worried about the people that they were trying to help.
It's about the balance. It's about really finding the balance of being informative, but not sharing such in-depth detail that you're sharing horror of that day. It's about striking emotion, but not about being traumatic. It's about sharing heartfelt experiences so you can, the kids can see what it really felt like and hear what it felt like from people they're closest to. So this, I would say, this book and others to come in the series, you know, it's as the people that read these books will feel like they're there with the family experiencing it. This is not about what happened that day as much as it's about how America reacted that day. There was so much goodness that day, and we saw goodness prevail. And in the beginning of the day, for anybody who recalls, we didn't know what was going to happen. So the way goodness prevailed was phenomenal. And so to me, that's what I recall about that day. And that's what I think future generations need to take away from it. America came together in a way we never imagined we could. That's what matters.
John Kiernan witnessed that unity, that solidarity, and he shared this memory with his grandchildren.
I believe it was like the second or third day where I jumped in the back of a truck to get a ride home. It's probably 2 or 3 in the morning, and the West Side Highway is mob with people just clapping.
Christy Kiernan Boreal plans to write a series of these books.
The second book, he starts to explain more about the 11 men from Rescue Company 1 in Manhattan who gave their lives that day, and the characters and the individuals behind the story. So helps to bring to home that what those people were everyday heroes. Nobody looked at them like that. You can call them a hero today because they gave their lives on 9/11 or because they ran into buildings people were running from. But the reality is, it's how they chose to live their lives every single day. It's not just their actions on that one day that people recall. And so we get more into the everyday heroes concept in the second book as well, because I think that's an important takeaway. It's the awareness to 9/11, being aware of what happened, but it's also the everyday heroes all around you. They really are there. You just have to really uncover them and discover them. The other books will focus on places the kids, the grandparents take the kids to be able to understand more about September 11th. So there are places in Manhattan that they will visit. They will learn more about their grandmother's story and what she did that day, and they will learn more about the people today who are suffering with 9/11 illnesses, including their grandparents.
The bitter legacy of September 11th is that the carnage was not confined to that single day. Lives are still being lost. The story continues to unfold. Christy Kiernan Boreal wants to make sure future generations learn what happened.
I want kids to understand and increase their awareness to what happened on 9/11, what happened in the hours and days and months that followed, the goodness that we saw, the goodness overcoming evil. That's what we experienced. I want them to take that away. I want them to feel the authenticity of this story. And I also want them to see that there are everyday heroes all around them. These are kids that never imagined their grandfather experienced this and did this in his life, because he had left the fire department even before they were born, right? So to be able to share these aspects and these dimensions of people's lives, I want kids to realize that they have heroes all around them as well. They just have to ask questions, become active listeners, be able to retell those stories, and that helps the stories to live on for generations to come. And so that's what I hope happens here.
Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.